Jon Stewart hosts a special live edition of The Daily Show tomorrow night from the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago. Days before they arrived, Stewart and the program's showrunner Jennifer Flans talked with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans about the challenges of the DNC.
Jon Stewart took a lot of heat from liberals back in February when he kicked off his very first appearance returning to host The Daily Show after nearly 9 years away. He poked fun at President Joe Biden's persistent public flubs amid questions about his advanced age.
If you're telling us behind the scenes he is sharp and full of energy and on top of it and really in control and leading, you should film that.
But Stewart says he doesn't feel vindicated now as he prepares to host The Daily Show live from a Democratic convention touting Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's nominee for president. He says that commentary about Biden came from a simple process he always uses.
That's kind of the whole gig, is to not allow the noise of the crowd to sway that kind of internal barometer that we've developed at the show of what's absurd.
Jennifer Flans, The Daily Show's showrunner, says viewers of the program can get upset when hosts like Stewart don't articulate exactly what the audience is feeling.
I mean, the amount of like, John's more liberal, John's more conservative than he was, John's more, you know, the show's right. So this now, the show's so, and it's like, we've always been like this.
Stewart's live show Thursday from Chicago will cap a week of shows from the convention city, which have seen correspondents step up to host each night. Here's Desi Leidick Tuesday on how Democrats cheered Biden's speech.
Nice. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi was chanting, "We love Joe," and she's the one who pushed him out of the race. It's like the iceberg waving goodbye to the Titanic.
It's a distilled version of the hosting arrangement Stewart took on 6 months ago, returning the lead one show a week, stabilizing The Daily Show after a year of celebrity guest hosts.
I think my job at some level has become like old man in corner trying to, you know, let everybody know like, hey, don't feel the pressure of this or don't stress too much about that. Like, you guys know what you're doing.
And his biggest piece of advice for staffers making the transition from correspondent to host, don't feel the need to comment on everything, even the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump.
It's one of the toughest things about the show is that it had created this expectation that whenever there was tragedy or something devastating, that we were going to have to go out there and contextualize it in a way that, you know, eased the burden for people.
When Stewart's return was announced, one correspondent on the show told me she was relieved because it meant the show wouldn't be canceled. Flan says she never believed The Daily Show was in danger of cancellation, but Stewart's return does serve as an inspiration and motivation, revealing a new version of a show that's been in constant evolution since Trevor Noah left as host in 2022.
I do think this is the best version of the show that we could make. The people that do The Daily Show best are the people that are from The Daily Show, that have learned there and learned the point of view of the show.
Stewart says he hasn't yet decided if he'll keep hosting the show after November's presidential election, but regardless of that decision, he's convinced talk of the death of late-night television is premature because viewers still like the jokes.
There's a reason these formats are stable to the point of excess. I'm sure there will be innovation to it because that's what creative people, that's what they do, but there's a reason why these things have endured.
With 7 Emmy nominations this year and an energized staff, The Daily Show just might be ready to prove him right. I'm Eric Deggans.